Welcome to the Sage of Three Paths podcast. We are three brothers who use this space to talk about a range of topics, anything from politics, race, anime, and pop culture, each giving our own perspectives and opinions. I'm the youngest, Mo Jana, also known as Junior Lab.
I'm the oldest, Okello, but my brothers call me AJ.
Middle child, Oz, aka Wizard King.
We three brothers.
One sec. We once again thank you for tuning in and joining us on this sometimes cathartic journey. Let's dive right in. I'm in.
We're live. We're live and direct.
I'm all the way in.
Welcome back once again.
Hello. Hello, world.
This is Mo without the Mizu Radio background. Sorry, the listeners can't see. Oh.
They can't see. No. Let me put the background on, man. I think, you know, to be fair, the one thing I missed was the I am the devil man.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost...
I was actually already preparing to say, oh man, we're not seeing the devil man anymore.
Yeah, is this all right? Is this one better?
Nah,
this is
it has to be the blue team.
Yeah, it's the blue one.
The blue one looks better, right? Okay, cool. I'm going to put the blue one on. But yeah, in the meantime... Yo, that, you know, I am the devil, man. The way you do that, yeah. I don't know why, but it just gives me the same vibe as Juju Man by JME. You know the track that you played the other day?
Yeah, exactly. AJ's got all the kids obsessed with the track. Obsessed.
I love it. And I said, you know what? He mentioned it. I can't remember who mentioned it. I think somebody mentioned it. And... I said to him, yo, is that the one with the samurai jack and all that, the way that, I don't know, Clone Wars?
Yeah,
they put
Clone Wars.
Someone made an AMV, an anime music. Let me explain. Somebody made an anime music video, which, yeah, is abbreviated as AMV. And they put this JME song called Juju Man. And the song's like, Juju, Juju. You know, a sick track, classic. But the AMV just makes the song a million times better. And if you haven't watched Samurai Jack... need to go watch.
Yeah, you're slacking. If you haven't seen Samurai Jack, it's an experience. It's an acquired taste that everyone should attempt, I think. Simply because of the raw nature of that particular art style. That's just so far out there, but also contemporary and trendy. There's depth to that, for sure.
Cool, man. Well, what's going on with you guys, man? How you lot doing? How you been?
All good. I had this situation at work, which I wanted to bring to you guys.
Okay, please.
What happened?
Please share.
So I get a referral for a patient who has come to...
This isn't like confidential stuff, sorry. It's not confidential.
I'm not going to give any names or addresses or date of birth. Okay, I'm just going to give the scenario.
You know, I'm trying to be on the good side. Ninjas are getting gunned down everywhere, and we'll touch on that maybe a bit later, but yeah, continue.
Yeah, obviously I'm just giving the scenario, I'm not going to give any personal details. So the scenario is, I get a referral of a patient who had come in due to a suicide attempt. Now obviously that's quite a heavy subject to bring, but I have to get more information, and the doctor has given me more information about the patient so that I can have a background knowledge before I speak to them. This person is a transgender and has had the operation fully done. So,
What direction transgender in terms of
male to female?
Cool.
And my understanding is this person has lived as a fully converted, I don't know the terms, so just someone who's had the operation, has lived a life post-operation for quite some years. The person was almost in their 40s, so it wasn't anything new. However, since post-operation, the patient had over 5 attempts at suicide.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, very scary. I was like, man. I looked at the doctor and I was like, you don't give me the easy cases, do you? You give me someone who really could use support.
Mm.
Which obviously is all good. I'm very happy that's what I'm there for. So it's just a little joke with the doctor. And the thing that was explained to me was that this person has gone through mental assessments through numerous organizations that deal with mental health, and they've more or less unanimously have agreed that there's nothing wrong with the person's capacity or mental health per se. And because the suicide attempt that brought her into the hospital on the day I was there was unsuccessful, for lack of a better word, the hospital couldn't do anything for her. So she's in a position where no one's able to support her mental or physical health, because everyone keeps saying to her, there's no problem with you.
But it's been five times.
Yeah.
So, and I hate the word problem. I hate in this context when they say problem. But it's been five times. This person does need support. I don't know, mate. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. That's. Yeah, continue.
So, before I speak to this person, I do research on how I could possibly help. So it's obviously looking at things like mental health, and in particular mental health in the transgender community, to see if there's any like support groups for people who are going through similar situations. And like, you start looking at the figures and you start going through the papers, and it's like, whoa, there's a high percentage of suicide attempts amongst the transgender community. Now, I don't know why. In fact, most of the articles I read state they don't, there's no understanding, there's no current study that's really looked into it. But the numbers are the numbers. And I was just like, whoa. And there was some support groups, but there weren't much. So, yeah, I was kind of blown away by the situation. Like, I've always thought, like, my opinion on transgender is somewhat similar to Dave Chappelle's, where he says, you know, if someone's willing to have that operation, I'm going to believe them. Yeah. And that's not like to talk anyone down who doesn't want to have the operation or anything like that. But if someone truly chooses to live that way, or, you know, want to live that way, hey, well, what am I going to do? You live your life, I'll live my life best I can. So that's always been my opinion. But it just seemed like the most difficult thing to go through. It just seemed insanely difficult. So, yeah.
Was you successful, or do you feel or believe that you were successful in helping that person when you did have that conversation with them, or is that still something that you're yet to do?
It's ongoing, and so far it's okay. Just a case of I'm trying my best. For me, I think everyone, you know, you've heard my opinion before, but I think everyone has something to offer in the world. So,
facts.
Whatever anyone's prerogative is, it's yes, it can be that person's whole life, but it's kind of secondary. For me, the primary has always been like, what are you offering the world? And I think people do that in all sorts of wonderful ways. Or people have the capacity to do it in all sorts of wonderful ways. So I'm busy looking for that rather than worrying about something else. But I know for some people it's really like the first thing they encounter. I don't know, have you had any experience with transgender, the transgender community?
I had one, I say one. There's one that I can remember, which I don't want to say was an awkward situation, but was a situation where I felt a little helpless. And this was, I used to work in the Apple store. And this was back when I was like, you know, fresh off and I was just doing sales. And I remember that we used to put contracts through or like, yeah, like leases. You would lease or you would purchase the phone and buy it over a course of months. Because they are expensive, let's be honest. You know, paying over a bag, over $1,000 for a phone. Mm. People can't just drop that every year.
Yeah, you were talking about that today, actually.
So, yeah, this person's come in and I don't want to say like immediately I knew they were transgender, but I could notice it. You know, it was visibly noticeable.
I don't want to say immediately I noticed, but immediately I noticed.
Yeah, I know.
Listen. Yeah. So basically, was going through putting in the details for that person, but it came to obviously doing the ID check. So this person had only recently gone through the operation and changed their gender, or transformed their gender.
Transition.
I believe that's the term that's used. They had transitioned, right? But their paperwork wasn't all up to scratch with that. So they still had like a male driver's license or ID, but their bank card was in their female name. So they had changed their name as well, or transitioned their name as well. And obviously that's an automatic decline. Anyone that knows anything to do with credit checks or anything like that, if the details don't match, it's a decline. And I don't know, obviously it declined immediately. And I was just like, yeah, sorry, we can't do it. And obviously I'm putting this information in and I know this. And I'm like, this isn't going to work.
Just checking it, just in case.
But I'm going to do it for you anyway.
Oh.
I'm going to do it for you anyway. But I know it's not going to work. And I had said this, you know, I don't think this will work because of this, but I'm going to try it anyway. It didn't work and they were just vexed. I deserve the right to... And I'm like, no, I hear you, but your bank card name is different from your ID name. It's like a different person. So, in theory... I can't help you here. I have maybe empathy, but I can't help you here.
What'd you do? You have to...
But it was a bit awkward to deal with.
You have to just turn her away, basically. There was no way around it.
I think they came in the next day trying it again. And I was just like, I probably thought that I had some sort of personal issue. And really, I have none at all. I just want to help, innit? But yeah, that was a bit of an awkward situation because they had got annoyed or maybe seen that it was more of a personal thing, or maybe that I had something against them. Or maybe they just felt like, you know, this guy's here and I'm in a bad mood. Let me take it out on this person, which happened, I guess, can happen a lot. It did happen a lot in any customer service facing role. You got people at your necks because you're representing, you know, you got that logo on your T-shirt or... You know, you got the name badge and it's got the company logo on. And if that person has beef with that company or they've been feel like they've been mistreated, they're taking it straight out on you. And I don't know, you guys worked in retail. I think you guys worked in like fast food as well. I can imagine in I didn't do that, but I can imagine in that scenario, people are at you. You forgot to take out the onions. I know I'm like that, but yeah.
You order it specifically without onions and they still mess it up.
Don't put the onions in.
I hear you, bro. Yeah. I hear you. Them fresh onions, I'm not on it. I had an experience where this was in Barcelona, in this area called Paral. Fairly nice area. It's more like an affluent area.
Sorry,
in central,
you went over that so smoothly. What's the name of the place?
Paralel.
Yeah, because the way you said that was like you were speaking to some Barcelonians. I'm just like, yeah, I'm not from. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, quite like a nice area. I was living with my partner at the time and this other girl who, it was her room, but she rented it out and slept on the sofa in the living room. And there was two other Greek guys there.
Gotta do what you gotta
do. Yeah, literally, like, I don't know, man. It's the Wild West out there, if I'm being honest. But, so we're having this house party, or like a pre-house party before going out to some rave. And
pre-drinks.
Yeah, yeah, pre-drinks. So as we're chilling, partying, people are, like, a few people came over. Let's say, like, four or five people came over. And then there's these two in particular that come over. There's two women. One, obviously a girl, fairly young in the face, like 19, 20. I'm like, nah, I'm out. I'm here chilling with my partner as well. So if you're just talking about eye candy, cool. Well, for her anyway, I'm out. But this other one, redhead, I was like, damn, she's kind of fine. Kind of fine. The only thing, thing that got me, because 100%, if we went our entire lives without saying a single word, I would have believed that this person was born physically a woman. Not with the intention of transitioning or whatever, but her voice was super deep. Instantly, I was like, nah, nah, man, I know. I've wisened up to it. But in that situation, it was quite eye-opening for me. I was just like, well, I already had this view, I would say, but that really solidified it to be like, do you know what? There's very fine lines in between what defines someone's worth, you know? If you're talking about someone who's transitioned to being transgender, really and truly, how does that affect their day-to-day life? I think I'm paying homage to what AJ was saying. What worth are you bringing to the world? Perhaps if you talk about the microcosm of the world of that party, that person, that individual was awesome. Talking to everyone, the life of the party. I was chilling in my trackies, legs crossed, slowly to get ready. It was for this individual. I was like, oh, snap. I kind of caught the wave. Like, oh, let's do it. So just being there, being in a situation which for some people...
Let's do what?
Let's go out and party.
Let's do what?
Let's go out and party. Don't try and stick it on me. Don't try and stick it on me. Let me finish the story. Come on, man.
You almost got caught in the okie doke one time, but carry on.
Yeah. Joker. But just being in that situation really seemed like, man, we're all the same. We're all the same. Like, to see how some people can really put their backs up against the wall and treat people almost as if this woman who you dealt with more, felt that she was being treated in a negative, oppressive way. And I kind of understand that reaction from that woman, yeah? Now, if you think about it, she kind of needs to be on high alert or defensive mode 8 out of 10 portions of the day. In each interaction, it's like, oh, okay, gosh. Because you need to think, angry black woman. There's a reason why we have angry black women. Perhaps there's oppression that is unspoken of, that really and truly have morphed us or morphed people into, okay, we need to be defensive mode because, or just women in general. Let me not even say just black women. Oh, there's levels to that. Like, well,
I think even...
Yeah, go on, sorry
to interject, but I also think even men, man, like, I can think of many times, right, where a scenario has happened or something's happened. In fact, let me tell you a specific situation that happened. And this was a couple of years ago. It was with me and a couple of my friends. I think it was maybe 4 or 5 of us. And I don't want you to start thinking, oh, 4 or 5 black guys, gangs. No, it was 4 or 5 black gentlemen, right? We were students at the time. Yeah, and we walked into a bank, and you know, like the open plan bank, you normally have someone there who greets you. They've got like an iPad and they'll like direct you to the right place. So imagine I've walked in and there are people ahead of us, right? I don't know who those people are. They got nothing to do with me. But as we've walked in, the woman's walked over and gone, wow, there's a lot of you.
Whoa.
And like, and the people ahead of us were black. And I was just like, this, is it because I'm black? And like, immediately, like our interaction, I was on the defensive. Can I help you? No, I'm good.
Mm.
I know what I'm here to do. Boom, boom, boom. I need to go upstairs. I've done it before, you know, and I kind of handled it in that situation. So I can empathize. I can sympathize because I know that there's been many times where I don't want to say have my back up, but I would be on guard or on the defensive because I have the viewpoint of because I'm black, you're coming against me, or because I'm black, you view me in this way. And I hate that. So yeah, I can have empathy for the woman who, yeah, maybe wanted to take it out on me and felt like I was an op on the other side. I'm not an op. I'm just neutral, man.
What's an op?
An op, opposition. I'm not your opponent. I'm just neutral.
That's the best way to be. Just all loving and neutral. You guys hear about this black guy who got stopped? I think half black, half Latino, perhaps, in the States. He's a lieutenant in the army. And these two you haven't heard it. So there's two police officers.
No, I heard it. Sorry, I was shaking my head because this, man, that could be any day in America, man.
The thing that gets me is this guy is in the army. Where that the perception from our side, or from my side, should I say, the army or members of the army are revered. These sing songs about these people. So the fact that that can happen to someone who's in the army, there's no hope for anybody else. No hope. Like,
talk about following orders and rules. This is someone who's been in an institution where it drills that into you. And even then, I had seen, I think that they played some of the footage. I don't know whether it was the police cam or something. I don't know. But I had seen that and I was just like, oh, really? This the one person who really actually should be working maybe with you. You know, Spud, you know how you see bus drivers? I don't think they all know each other, but when one bus driver sees another bus driver, they always salute. Always.
I hear you. I hear you.
It's always a head nod. It's like if you're in the middle of nowhere or you're in, I don't know, a foreign country and there's not many black people, when you see one, it's like, yo, salute, you know? And I think it should be the same thing, you know, with the police and the army, you're part of an idea of protection or protecting the community. That's kind of the thing that pulls you two together. You know, it's this same similar kind of line of work. I don't want to say not too much, but the main purpose of it. Yeah, it should be all love. It should never be let me pull my pepper spray out. I'm going to try to tase this guy. Now I'm whipping out my gun. Ugh, man, America's too much, man. Welcome to the Sage of Three Paths podcast. We are three brothers who use this space to talk about a range of topics. Anything from politics, race, anime, and pop culture. Each giving our own perspectives and opinions. I'm the youngest, Mo Janna, also known as Junior Lab.
I'm the oldest, Okello, but my brothers call me AJ.
Middle child, Oz, aka Wizard King.
Well, the world is too much. America's just got cameras everywhere.
The world is too much.
So we can actually clock what's going on.
Yeah, true.
But the world itself is mad. Here's another question, yeah? I know I'm digressing from that. Have you guys ever had any experiences with police officers? Obviously, don't incriminate yourselves.
This week or just in general? Because I feel like that's the question. Really? Come on. Yeah. AJ, you go first. Hit me.
I mean, we're country bumpkins out here. So it's not so bad as, I guess, you down in London.
But just in general, like through the course of your life, is that what you're asking?
Yeah,
in general,
100%.
Of your life, 100%. Have you had any?
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. What one was your fault?
Whose fault? My fault.
One what?
Mo's fault. I got stopped by the police because of Mo.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
And I got stopped by the police because of Mum. Are we snitching now?
Oh, snap. Oh, snap. Drop the goss.
Is that what we're doing? We're snitching now?
Drop the goss. No, so what happened? Mo, you for AJ going to jail.
I didn't go to jail. I just got stopped.
For AJ getting wrapped up.
I didn't get wrapped up.
What happened?
No, but it's
what
happened? Different.
You had like bodies in the boot or something. Like, what, explain that, please.
No, it would have been something like the road tax, man. Come on. Something like I forgot to road tax it or it was like a day over.
3 years without like insurance or something.
No, it's not that bad. It's not that bad, man. Listen, I pay the bills that I need to pay. It's just sometimes stuff like that, everyone, it goes over everyone's head unless you, you know, maybe... Especially when you're learning and, you know, it was my first car, second car, learning responsibility and independence. You fall down the potholes. You get caught up in them and you do that so you can learn. The only thing is, AJ was driving and got caught in the pothole, not me.
He took the lesson for you. Nice, nice. Okay, so what happened with you, Mo? Like, what?
Wait, in terms of the police, I swear there was a day where there was a 24-hour period Mo got stopped twice by the police. Is that correct, Mo? When you was in Northampton, in fact.
Damn, they were out for blood.
You know, I don't want to say I've been stopped so many times that I can't recall it. It's not been a huge amount of times. There's been, let's say, 5 or 6. That I can recall. I'm pretty sure, yeah, there's been one time where there was twice in one day. But it was during the pandemic, so.
Okay, so you shouldn't really have been roaming around, or you had missions to do.
Not even that. Not even that. I just think they just didn't have nothing better to do.
I hear that.
Yeah, I just think they didn't have nothing better to do, because it's not like you're restricted to get in your car and drive to the grocery store. You know, not that I was driving to the grocery store, but if that's what I was doing, why should I be stopped and put in the back of their car?
What, they put you in the back of their car?
Get them to, man, it's happened a couple of times, and they'll run checks, and they'll, you know, I'm hearing them on the radio, this person, this, are there any description? No, there's nothing. I'm a clean guy. I'm a good person.
I had a run-in with the police.
But it is what it is, man. It happens. What happened?
I might have told you guys this story before. It's I was living with Ray years ago, like Northampton uni days. And there was this house like on the edge of Kingsthorpe. What's that area just before town? King's Heath, maybe. So I was living this flat there with Ray. And it was just this old Victorian-style house. It had like 7 bedrooms, 3 floors, massive thing. And because it was old, and really, I shouldn't have been staying there. I was lodging with Ray, actually, because I didn't want to pay accommodation elsewhere. And bless his soul, he just nodded his head like fufu man and said, yeah, yeah, okay, come chill. Mad, crazy situation. But I didn't have a key, because it's not my gaff. So I decide, well, this is the bog standard routine. Climb through the living room window. It's like these 3 quite big bay windows. And because it's a really old house, you could just get your fingers under the window, jimmy it up, slide under, in. Now, this was common practice throughout the first year of uni. I think that was the second year of uni, actually. Common practice. And this one fateful time, I think I went to uni, went to the gym, came back, and as I come back, I've opened it as you would, normal, I'm telling you, it's common practice, and I slide in, phew, so I'm in now. I go upstairs, and I close the thing behind me. I go upstairs, and I go to the bathroom, I finish, and by the time I come down, wash my hands and everything, I'm going to get into the shower, and I hear banging on the door, like boom, 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 boom. I'm like, damn, let me go check it out. So as I'm walking down the stairs, I see 2 police officers climbing through the window.
The same one you climbed through?
The same one I climbed through. Two police officers just poked their head
through.
Who
gave them the right to do that? Can they do that? If I guess if they're suspecting a break-in, right?
Exactly, exactly. So
okay,
they're standing over me now, and I'm like, oh, damn, what am I going to do? Like, I'm lodging in this yard. Like, I ain't got no details. I don't live here. The guy's like, oh, do you live here? I was like, yes. Bold face lie. He says, okay, can I see some identification? Luckily, I didn't have my driver's license. I had my passport with me. So I was like, yeah, okay, I can go find it. So as I'm going to find it, in my head, I'm like, oh my God. Oh my days. Like, there's like drugs on the table. There's like this house was filled with like people from all over the world. Like, the house was slightly trash, if I'm honest.
A crack house. You lived in a crack house.
Not terribly so, because I've seen worse houses for sure.
It's a student house. Yeah, that's the way I would say it. It's student a student house. House, man.
Seven brothers. all guys as well. I think there was one Asian lady, but she left after like 2 or 3 months because it was just too much. So I find my passport. I come downstairs and I hand it to them. And they're like, okay, so we've had a report of someone trying to break in. Do you have a key for this place? And I was like, no, I've gave my key to my flatmate. He's at uni at the minute. But bold face lie. I was like, oh, so I said, oh, but normally I just come through the window because that's easier. And then when he gets in, he can use the key. They were like, oh, so because we've had a report from one of the neighbors that there was a black guy climbing through the window. And I was like,
damn. Did they have guns?
I didn't even check. I didn't even look to see. I don't think they did. But that whole situation, I was just like,
they were going to hit you with the baton.
I know. Stop resisting. Like, take the passport, man. No, so, and then they look up, so they've handed me back my passport, they've taken all my details, they look at all the stuff on the table, and they're like, so, whose is this? I was like, damn, something that's kind of mine, you know. I was like, oh, between me and my mate at uni, it's between us. They were like, okay, we're going to confiscate that and give you a warning. I'm like, thank you very much. They're like, okay, you need to get your key sorted, blah, 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 and then, like, a week later, the landlords had been told, and they put like extra locks on all the windows and all this stuff. I was like, he's like changed up the game. All right.
Who told the landlord? The neighbors?
The police would have informed them. Yeah, or perhaps the neighbors.
Either perhaps. I wasn't privy to that conversation. I was just a participant of the consequences.
You were living wild.
Yeah. Young, wild, and free. Flow rider style.
So I guess the moral of the story there is just leave a spare key at your neighbor's house. That way they're not going to think no one's climbing in and you don't have to climb in no windows.
Yeah. But for me, the thing that I found surreal was the fact that they just burst in the window. Not obviously crashing through, but they just climbed through. The octopus just... I was like, oh, man. What am I seeing? Like it's a movie or something. Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it comes with the badge, the uniform, and I'm not trying to be here bashing police officers, isn't it? Like, either way, the purpose of them is for the greater good. I'm not trying to bash them, but I feel like any person, given power and authority over people, you know, you don't have to have that thought process of, what will happen if I do this?
Mm.
What happens if I climb in this window? Are there going to be consequences? They don't have that thought process. I feel like they don't need to because they embody the law. They are the law.
Well, it's in their eyes, it's justified those actions because they're going in with the intent of, if there is someone in here, we need to stop this guy from potentially hurting someone else. Like, I kind of get it. I understand. I actually have another one. Like, I've spent time in a cell, 2 cells. I've told you guys this story before, maybe I'll share it with our listeners. Now, I took our mum's car and joyriding, basically. And it wasn't a short joyride. I went for quite some time. I would say perhaps a few weeks or 2 weeks plus. Now, it got to the point where my mum had to, well, our mum had to call the police and say, look, my car's potentially stolen. Like, something's gone on. I don't know. So after I've done all my travels, I went to Glastonbury.
What?
Not the festival. There was this other, like, that's that. It's a town, isn't it? It's a town. So I drove to Glastonbury. I went to some next festival, the Whirly Gig, like gallivanting.
What? I had no idea.
Pure gallivanting.
Why didn't you shout me? I wanted to come enjoy a ride.
No. The festival itself was crap. It was EDM music. People just trashed off their face. Nah. For me, I couldn't vibe with it at all. I hated it. But yeah, all that gallivanting, and I finally came back, dropped the car, and I'm like, yeah, Mum, I'm really sorry. I've seen the error of my ways. I'm going to learn from this experience. I'm going to grow. But she had already called the police, and they had already issued a warrant for that situation, for someone to like answer for that car being taken. So the police called and said, oh, if you turn yourself in, first thing in the morning, we'll just process you and you can go to court and then they'll figure out what to do with you there. So I was like, damn, okay. First thing in the morning, I rocked up. I should have eaten. I didn't eat anything. Like, super early. Like, 6 o'clock I was there. Processed me.
What, at the police station?
At the police station, yeah. In Kettering. Okay. So they processed me, took my fingerprints, boom, 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 boom. I was like, cool. They put me in a cell. They gave me a blanket. The bed itself was just this slab of concrete that was heated from underneath. Quite weird. Like, man, it's not a bed, basically. I was there for a good 3-4 hours. They were like, okay, we're ready to take you over to the main part now, the main station in Northampton, and then we'll finish processing you there, and you'll have your court hearing there and then. So we get into the car, get to Northampton, and when we're in Northampton, I finally get to see a lawyer, sit down, the guy's just like, say no comment to everything. No comment. Regardless of what they ask you, no comment. In my head, I'm like, damn, like, I didn't think it was that bad, but this guy is making it seem like I'm about to catch a murder case or something. And I just went driving, gallivanting. But did the interview, said no comment to everything. Some of the questions, I was like, what? I think one of them was, do you not have any remorse or any feeling of the pain that you might have caused your mum? I paused. I looked at the lawyer. And I was like, he just goes, he just looked at me, just mouths, no comment.
Oh my God.
So I looked at him, I was just like, hey, no comment. Honestly, like a wild and wonderful life. A wild and wonderful life.
Yeah.
But I spent like another maybe 4 hours, I'll say that. Yeah, about another 3-4 hours in that cell after the interview and stuff. In another cell in Northampton, sorry. But this one was shared with another guy and they gave us lunch, they gave us sandwiches, biscuits, a carton of milk, and obviously I'm starving. I didn't eat since morning. And by this time it's like late afternoon. So I eat my sandwiches, finish. It's the biscuits was chocolate bourbons. Yeah. I don't really like them. I prefer custard creams, but I'm hungry enough, I'll eat it. But the guy was looking at me, salivating basically. He had eaten his and finished it, yeah. So this guy who I was with, I was just like, oh, mate, do you want these? He's like, yeah, please. I was like, have them, have it.
Before he raped you or
something. Honestly. He just takes soap out of his pocket and I'd be like, where did you get that from? Nah, I'm out. But yeah, so
Mario Mushroom.
Oh.
No, that's gross, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, ignore. Carry on, bro. Carry on.
I go and do the hearing. The lawyer fights my case. He's just like, look, first offense, this guy is basically a golden boy. I just let him off with a fine. So I had to pay £15. And then that was it. Literally there and then, like, they gave me all my stuff back. I tapped my card and I left. Tapped my card and...
AJ, do you know if that...
Yeah, go on.
Sorry, do you know if that's written in law or did they just make up that £15?
No, I don't know what that £15 about.
So it's such a random figure. If you go joyriding, the fee is £15.
Yeah.
If it's your first offence, it's £15. Nice. Have you seen... it's on Netflix. I think, I don't know if it's come out. Yeah, I think it's come out quite recently or maybe the end of last year. It's called Two Distant Strangers. Have you guys seen that?
No, but AJ said that you've been hyping about it quite a bit. What's the name that's attached to it?
Two Distant Strangers.
Who?
It's Joey Badass, isn't it? Okay. Joey Badass, isn't it? Yeah, and I think he did a great job. It's the first time I saw him in an acting role, actually, away from rapping. And I enjoyed it a lot. I kind of got Donald Glover vibes a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, it's one, just because we're on the topic of dealing it or run-ins with the police. It's a short film. It was directed by Trayvon Free. No, written by Trayvon Free and directed by Martin Desmond Rowe. And it's actually been nominated in the 2021 Academy Award for Best Live Action Short Film.
Mm-mm.
So it's only like 32 minutes, I think.
Okay.
And it's on Netflix. I would recommend watching it. I really, really, really enjoyed it thoroughly. I enjoyed the concept. I enjoyed the style in which they did it. I don't want to give too many spoilers away. So if anybody is listening and hasn't watched it, put it on your list on Netflix, 100%. It's 32 minutes. Dedicate that time.
What's the name? Too Good To Go?
That's the app. It's Two Distant Strangers.
Two Distant Strangers. I'll go.
Spelled T-W-O, like two different people. Two Distant Strangers. I would 100% recommend that as a watch. Just to get a bit more of an understanding of the perspective or the narrative that is this happening with police officers and people, but specifically police officers and black people.
It's got time traveling in it.
Yeah, it's got time traveling in it. Why would you? Is that like a spoiler? Because I'm gonna say that must be quite crucial to the story. Like, why wouldn't you say that more? Do you believe that's a spoiler?
No, I just don't think I need to. Saying something like time, I don't know if it's time travel, maybe it is, I don't know.
I don't know, it makes the seriousness or the tone that you was given, it was quite serious and a tone of quite like wonderment or amazement, but adding time travel there makes it sound a little bit wackier than you initially sort of set me up to feel.
I didn't add time travel, but I can understand why. Expect to see something that is, you know, it's not A to B. That's the way I see it.
It essentially is a day in a life of a black man in the States.
Okay.
That's how the time travel is incorporated. It's used as a... I guess I don't know the exact term, but it's used as a proxy to carry that message across. It's really well done.
Cool.
I enjoyed the movie too.
Oh, you've seen it?
There was a part of the movie where I was thinking, because the way it looked like it was going to end. However, I was pleasantly surprised by how they ended it. And... much rather preferred how they ended it to how I thought it was going to end.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
You was treading around all them spoilers, so bravo to you, AJ. Yeah, shout out to you. You was very careful with your words. And I don't want anyone to, you ruined this, I know. You will enjoy watching those 32 minutes of that short film. So please, yeah, that's a Junior Lamb recommendation. On Netflix, it's there right now. Add it to your list. If you're not going to add it to your list, then just watch it straight away.
Damn, I hear you. Like, this guy's getting paid by Netflix. Oh, Joey Badass.
Nah, I'm just trying to get sponsorship, man. Isn't that how it works?
Hey, Okello here. This section is a space where we'll be sharing short stories, creative experiences, and art.
What's up, everyone? It's Mo, also known as Junior Lamb. In today's section of Something from the World, I will be presenting an instrumental that I made. It is a full track that will be coming out very, very shortly. But yeah, just wanted to give a bit of a preview of what I've been working on. Hope you enjoy it, and thanks for listening. You have no power here.
Calmness and stillness, it comes to an end. We hope you found some gems and go away richer in soul and spirit. We're showing you the three paths of the sage. Your path is your own. Which path do you follow? Until next time.